We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Giluach, Halacha Dalid, and we're up to paragraph Yud. Here, Rav Nosson Zal introduces a new topic into this halacha, which he's going to integrate into our discussion. This is the laws regarding a man and woman being forbidden to wear each other's clothing. Man is not allowed to wear lo yilbash gever, and also he's going to bring up again the Isur of tattooing, things like that. V'ze b'chinas lo yia klei gever al isha v'lo yilbash gever simlas isha. Based on what we've been learning recently, Rav Nosson Zal now is going to explain this law in the Torah that a man's clothing is not allowed to be on a woman and a woman's clothing on a man. Ki mevoyer b'hatoyra v'eila ha-mishpotim emuna b'simen zayim, Rabbein Zal explains in chapter 7 in Likutei Moran, Sheho Iker Hu Emuna, that the most important thing is Emuna. Shehu Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. Emuna is synonymous with Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk says, Shchon Eretz Ure'e Emuna. Live in the land and be nourished from faith. Bechinas Geshomim, which is synonymous with rain. Rabbein Zal shows there how rain, the main place for rain, is in Eretz Yisrael. Bechinas Tfila Venisim, and it also Emuna also corresponds to Tfila and to miracles. V'ief shelovoy leEmuna kim al yedei emes. Rabbein Zal shows there that it's impossible for a person to get to Emuna without first having emes, truth. Bebechinas, as the Zohar Kodesh says, tzedek kadischaber bo emes is avidas Emuna, that when you would connect Tzedek to Emes, then it becomes Emuna. So we see that Emes is one of the prerequisites and one of the ingredients in Emuna. V'lo v'yil Emes v'alidei shemekablim eitzois hatzadikim. If a person wants to get to Emes, to truth, the only way they can get to it is by receiving advice from true tzadikim. Shehem b'chinas kuloi zera Emes. These tzaddikim are referred to as emes. Shehem b'chinas nisuin digdusha. And Rabbein Zal shows there that when a Jew is zoche to receive advice from a tzaddik, that's a concept of a marriage, of a union being made between the person and the tzaddik. And that's a holy marriage. Ki ho eitzois shemekablim heim b'chinas tipas hazera mamish. There in Likutei Moran, Rabbein Zal shows that when a person receives advice, it's like a woman receiving seed from a man. Ki ho eitzois nimshochin min amoyach, sheshom shoyresh ho'etza. Because advice originates in the brain. That's the original source of advice. Ve'im boim letoich ha'kloyos, and it moves down from the brain into the kidneys. Ki kloyos yoyatzois, because the Gemara says in Brachas that advice comes from the kidneys. V'chein hu mamish tipas hoilodo shenim sheches min amoyach ela kloyos shem klei hoilodo. And so too we find a parallel situation when it comes to a person giving birth, bringing children into the world. The droplet originates in the brain and moves down from the brain to the kidneys, which are organs that play a major role in birth, in developing the seed. Alkein kishe mekablim eitzos mitzadikim, mekablim mehem bechinas zera emes. Therefore, when a person receives advice from tzadikim, they're receiving this seed of truth, this holy seed. Vayidei ze zoichin leemuna, and this emes leads to emuna. And the opposite, when a person receives advice from Rishoim, Zeu Bechinas Nisuin de Klipa, that's the person's uniting themselves with Klipa, with Sitra Achra. That's a marriage to Klipa. Bechinas, as the Torah tells us, when Chava accepted advice from the snake, it says, Hanochosh Hishiani, the snake advised me. And the word that's used, Hishiani, Loshen Nisuin, similar to the word Nisuin, which means marriage. Ki atzas hanocha shekiblo ze bechinas nisuin de klipa kanal. Because the advice of the snake that Chava received and accepted, that's like a marriage to klipa. Bechinas nochosh hitel bozuama. As the Gemara says, the snake injected a filth into Chava. Al yidei ho'etzai shekiblo menu, through the advice that she received from him. Aval atzas tzadikim shemekablim heim bechinas zera emes. Whereas when a person receives advice from tzadikim, that's the concept of a seed of truth. Bechinas nisuin digdusha, a marriage, a holy marriage. Shaydeze zoichen lemuna, through which we're zoichen temuna. Bechinas tzedek kadis chabres bemes, as we mentioned earlier. And then Rabbi Nizal goes on to say there, v'ayidei mitzvah tzitzis nitzoilen me'etzes hanochosh. Mizivug deklipo, miniuf. V'zoichin latzas tzadikim, shein b'chinas tariagiten doiraisa, b'chinas emes. Rabbi Nizal shows there that by performing the mitzvah of tzitzis properly, a person is saved from bad advice, from taking advice from the snake, this zivug, this union of klipa, which is like niyuf, and a person is zoicha to receive advice from tzadikim, which is like the 613 pieces of advice of the Torah that the Zohar Kodesh says. Bechinas emes, which is truth. Shaydeze zoichin le'emuna, which is what precedes the person being zoicha to true emuna. Shaydeze tovoy ha'gula, which is what will bring about the final redemption, the final gula. As it says, that the Jews went into exile because poska mimena anshi emona, because they no longer had people with true faith. And the tikkun for that is that when we have people with true faith, that's when we'll have the gula. Umevor shem basoif, and Rabbi Nizal says there at the end of that chapter, shehischabrus emes vemuna heim b'chinas ish v'isha v'chulu, that the union between emes and emuna is identical to the union between male and female, ish and isha, ayin shom kol zahetev. If you want, take a look over there in that chapter on Likutei Moran, study it well, and you'll have a good base for what Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain now.